I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Riots erupted in Haiti last Monday over a lethal cholera epidemic. Rioters accused Nepalese peacekeeping troops of bringing the disease to Haiti, but Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says that's political hogwash.
I think a lot of it is driven, first off, by people who are politically motivated in gaining power and somewhat of people using people that are ignorant of how this disease spreads and just don't understand.
Bright Hope is sending rehydration solution and antibiotics to help. Next, getting people to become foster parents is pretty tough, but when the kids they're being asked to take in are teenagers with a criminal record, it's nearly impossible. Bethany Christian Services is looking for families who are willing to intervene in the life of a young person and show them another way. Believers who take on these shorter-term placements can quickly make an impact on a child's life. What better way to get a kid back on track than through the gospel? And the countdown of shopping days till Christmas is underway. An internet search for the word catalog yields over 4 million results. So amidst the clamor for attention, what makes the Kids Alive International gift catalog stand out? Kids Alive Christian Pruitt says it's their relationship with the kids they work with. For them, Christmas is a totally foreign concept, so they teach about God, who so loved the world.
He gives us the grace and the gift of His life and salvation. And that's symbolically represented in the Christmas exchanging of gifts.
The catalog lists practical needs for kids, but also some fun things. We have more details and links to the catalog at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the book God's Smuggler by Brother Andrew. It's a true life thriller that will inspire you to reach out to the persecuted church. Get your free copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the God's Smuggler link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.